Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, wide awake. Good morning. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Any of you that may be listening that are sending me the birthday wishes, the happy birthday wishes on Facebook, thank you very much. I'm going to try to reply to all of them. I don't know if I'm that good. So thank you very much for that. Quite honestly, given everything that happened in January, I'm just sitting back thinking it's pretty cool to be here to have a birthday. Coming up next hour, we're going to be joined by Chris Knox from the Firearms Coalition. We're going to sort of break down what he and I'll be talking about this for weeks, the NRA convention. I want to like the NRA, but they just won't let me. That's coming up next hour. Day before yesterday, an appeals court ruled that Walmart investors don't have a right to stop the company from selling rifles or any other product that shareholders may think is socially destructive. Which is a good thing, because investors don't own the company. They don't run the company. Walmart is the largest retailer of guns in the United States. I hate to say that, but that is the fact. The Third U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that the Arkansas-based retailer, reversing a direct district court ruling in November that would have let the company's investors influence the store's policy on high-capacity sporting rifle sales. Walmart spokesman Randy Hargrove told the Washington Times, the Third Circuit reached the right decision in reversing the district court's ruling. We appreciate the court's quick consideration of the issues. There is no way I would ever be in business in the United States with a bunch of investors sitting back and saying, well, you've got our money, now you've got to take what we say to heart. We don't want you selling this. I'd like to know if they told Walmart to stop selling beer and why. That's socially destructive. That causes lots of problems. Hey, while we're at it, can we stop selling sugary snacks and all of these trans fat snacks, cheese puffs, potato chips? We're going to stop selling those because, you know, those lead to heart disease. And gosh, that's really, you know, I'm fighting that as far as I can go. How about that? We're going to stop selling that? Of course, that would mean their entire grocery department would have to close. So I'm pretty sure that they don't want the investors deciding what they sell, as they shouldn't. They shouldn't be listening to anybody. They have a board. They have a fiduciary responsibility to make money for the people that invest for them. That's it. As long as they're making money, those people don't, you know, when they stop making money, then I could say, you know, maybe then the investors look at it and say, we need to take a look at what you're doing. This all began because of a place called Trinity Wall Street Church out of New York. Holds 3,500 shares in the company. They decided that they didn't want Walmart selling guns anymore. So 3,500 shares, not exactly controlling interest. Lots of shares. I'm sure that's a lot of money, but, do what you do best, Trinity Wall Street Church, and work on the salvation of your parishioners. Don't worry about what Walmart's doing. They won the case in district court, arguing that investors should be able to vote on a resolution that would force Walmart's board of directors to reconsider its policy on gun sales, as well as other items that might offend the community. Let's start burning books. Okay, let's start burning books. And ladies, if you go out there and you date more than one guy before you get married, you get a scarlet letter. How far do you want to take this? I mean, we can go as far as you want to go with this, Trinity Church. Long and short of it, this is the United States. You're a church. Be a church. Okay? The only problem I ever have with churches, and I don't really have problems with churches per se. I have trouble with the people that go to churches. The only trouble I have with churches, though, in this particular case, is when they get out there and they think that they may be more than they are. And that's when I know that they're probably not even what they're supposed to be. If they're worried about what Walmart is selling because they have a measly, and believe me, in the grand scheme of things amongst investments, 3,500 shares is laughable. That they have, because they have a measly 3,500 shares, they are way beyond deluded. I'd love to find out what is preached in a sermon at this church. I'm sure they'll continue to pursue it. They'll claim moral authority. They'll claim it's coming from God. What would Jesus do? All these other things. Beware the false prophet, would you? Beware those folks. Those are the ones that are out there pointing at themselves. I'm not going to get all theological with you whenever I see one of those. I just think snake oil salesman. I know, men of God. I know what they are. I know how they act. And they're not like these guys. They certainly don't think like these guys do. So, that's a good thing that the courts sided with Walmart. Even though I must confess, I don't go to Walmart. I don't shop at Walmart. If I have my way, I will never go into another Walmart. The closest I will come to going to a Walmart will be to drive through their parking lot to get to Academy Sports. But I don't go to Walmart. I don't know why that... Well, yeah, I know why that is. But, that's such a long story. And it has nothing to do with what we're talking about. So we're not even going to go there. Let's just say I've got issues. I got baggage with Walmart. Okay. A church. Some of the stuff that happens in the United States today absolutely floors me. It absolutely floors me. Maybe it's because of the way I was brought up. Maybe it's because of the way I see the world at large. I look at certain things and, I say, really, truly, who are you? What do you think you are? This church is a church out of New York State. That's what they are. They don't like the fact that they sell guns in New York State, so that's why they took this up. They've got 3,500 shares. That's about 3,500 more shares than I have in them or can afford with them. But at the same time, they aren't anything to be out there telling a company of any size what they should and shouldn't do. Free enterprise, folks. That's what it's about. Live and let live. That's what it's about. I'm not trying to be centrist here or anything by far, but I look at this and I just say this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. If people thought guns were so bad, they wouldn't buy them. If the trends weren't going, everybody thinks having a gun in the house is a good idea now. The 63% of America thinks having a gun in the house is a good idea, and the gun grabbers can't stand that. They can't stand the fact that their misinformation campaign has failed. So now they're going to go a different route now. Now they're going to try to ban and bar and forbid and all this other stuff. And that also is going to fail. That also is going to fail. Coming up on the first break, when we get back, we're going to talk about a guy who wants to be your president, who's also a big bag of fail. That all right here. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Coming up next hour, Chris Knox from the Firearms Coalition. Tomorrow on the show, Robbie Barkman. You don't know who he is, but you've heard of his company. His company's been in the United States for years, Robar. We've had the people on from Robar before. Robbie Barkman is a true African-American. He's also a Caucasian, and he's going to tell us how great it is to be in America. This is something a lot of people need to be reminded of from time to time. One guy that also needs to be reminded of it is the New Jersey governor, Chris Christie. Yesterday, he called for something he refers to as the right balance between gun control and the Second Amendment. This is according to the pilgrim that wrote this story. He called this a centrist. I guess it could be centrist. I guess this could be centrist. He's probably right. He's right. I'm not going to call him a pilgrim. That's not nice. I shouldn't be unnice. Chris Christie was out there saying, we've got to make sure we have public safety, but on the other hand, we have to protect people's rights, both as sportsmen and hunters, and for self-protection, too. Find the right balance. He told this to a group of New Hampshire voters at Chez Vachon in Manchester, according to New Jersey newspaper The Record. Chris Christie was two of the supposed going-to-run-for-presidential-candidate-type dudes that didn't get invited to the NRA convention, the other being Rand Paul, who has very close ties to the NAGR, the National Association for Gun Rights. Now, Christie only has relations with the NRA, and he gets a C-grade from the NRA, but he was not invited to speak there. They probably need to give most of the time to Ben Carson because he's still trying to clarify how he feels about the Second Amendment. I want to know, besides that very vague, we have to find the right balance. What is the right balance, Chris? And here's the thing about these guys that are governors. Remember this about them when they're governors. They're not going to be governors forever. And when they stop being governors, you know what they are? They're regular people that used to be governors. So, Chris, going to be regular guy after this term is up. What is the right balance? Chris, tell me, please. I am waiting with bated breath. The Second Amendment says nothing about sportsmen and hunters, and it never has said anything about sportsmen and hunters. It wasn't put in place for sportsmen and hunters. It was, the Founding Fathers lived in a real dangerous world. They lived in a really dangerous world. They just come through a time where the British, if they had found them, they wouldn't have said, Cole, look, we've got some of these pesky Founding Fathers. Let's go ahead and just cover them in tar and roll them in the mud, shall we? No, they would have hung them. They would have hung them. They would have hung their families. They would have burned everything they had. That's what they would have done. It was very dangerous to be a Founding Father. And as a Founding Father who actually had to live through, I'm not speaking for one of them, of course. But I would imagine having lived through something that real, that when they emerged from the other end, they were sort of sitting around going, how do we keep this from happening again? And, So what's the right balance, Chris Christie? Not a Founding Father type dude. Chris Christie wouldn't know danger if it hit him upside his head. He wouldn't know it. First of all, he wouldn't feel it. His comments came during a tour of New Hampshire meant to assure Republicans that he should still be considered a viable 2016 contender despite poor showings in recent polls. You are a New Jersey Republican, which means you're a Democrat in most other places, Chris. Sorry. You are the governor of the state that I'm going to anoint and award the most like the East Germans. You're the most like East Germany in the United States. I know because I used to be stationed right beside it. Me and my boys took a drive through it on the way to Berlin one time. Just like East Germany, just like New Jersey. I've read about New Jersey. I know people that live in New Jersey. They want to stay there and fight the good fight. That's fine. They are better people than me. No way. I'm not even visiting. I don't even want to fly over New Jersey. Let's let New Jersey secede from the Union, and we have like a black hole in the middle of the country. Christie was on the Hugh Hewitt radio show, and he told Hugh, if I run, I will beat Hillary Clinton. Okay, I don't expect you to say too much of anything else, really, truly. Ah, gosh. According to Chris, his record of winning re-election in his deep blue home state with over 60% of the vote, despite having governed as a conservative for 4 years. Who said that? Who told you that you're the one that proposed the Barrett rifle ban? The Barrett 50 caliber rifle ban. You know, the ban that, you know, for, I guess they, in New Jersey, the gang members, there's the Barrett Rifle Gang running around with the, what do they weigh, 27 pounds? They're 7 feet long. They're running around with 27 pounds, 7 foot long rifles under their coats. These kids are tall, aren't they? So easily concealable, the Barrett rifle. That's stupidity. It was stupidity. And, you know, we need to remind him of this stupidity because he wants to run the country. Getting out there and looking at the Barrett rifle and saying, that should be banned. Why? Well, it can do this and it can... But who's used it for that? How many gang members are sitting around right now today in any urban city, probably a bunch of them in New Jersey, going, you know, we could shoot down an airliner. Can you imagine? Gangs exist to make money. There's no money in shooting down an airliner. They're selling rocks, and they're making money. They're making, for them, it's all about the Benjamins. It has nothing to do. And terrorists are not going to shoot it down. They want to be on it when it blows up. They want to be screaming, Allahu Akbar, as it goes up, so they can feel good about themselves. What is clicking on it? I knew it was. Chris Christie doesn't need to be president. He's an idiot. He's a New Jersey Republican. Whatever that means. You guys can decide what that means. I don't know what it means. Anybody that gets out there and says, we need to ban the Barrett rifle, is a moron, okay? Is a moron. Banning something just to be... This is them just doing something just to be doing something. It's like it's like the knockout game. They see somebody walking. They have this urge. They don't know who it is. They don't have an urge. You know, they don't have any bad blood between them or anything. But let's just run up and cold cock him and then run away laughing like a loon. There you go. There you go. I like it. Coming up on the next break, when we get back, we're going to talk about, you know, there's three classifications of weapon. There's the pistol, the rifle, or the shotgun. Which one are you using, and which one do you think is best for home defense? We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation with you.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. You know, with my bumps, right now, and I'd like to say hello to the people listening at Google Plus. I'm streaming the show video-wise over Google Plus because there is a class of people out there that want to see the show. I don't get it. Hopefully it has nothing to do with the way I look, because this is why I chose the medium. But that also means that it's streaming over YouTube. So if there's anybody out there that has a contact where I can actually speak to somebody at YouTube, most of my YouTube videos get flagged because of my bump music, which is in complete and total compliance with BMI, which is a thing that, you know, if my bumps were longer, we'd have to pay a fee. And if my bumps were longer, Genesis wouldn't allow them to play. So I'm following the rules. Can my videos be unbanned and unflagged? Could they please? Anybody knows anybody at YouTube, get in touch with me. Bill at lockandloadradio.com. I need to whine at somebody. What's the best gun to employ in home defense? In the chat room, you know, that was when I teased that in the last break, it was pretty humorous. My man Heath is out there going, that's the thing I hate worst, trying to decide which gun to use to shoot somebody broke into my house. Let's look at what we got. We have pistols. I carry a pistol every day. You probably do too if you're a gun carrier. Most people don't carry long guns concealed. Pretty hard to do. The big plus here is, one, this is a weapon that you carry in other places besides having to use it in home defense. Two, it is portable. Not only can you fire it effectively with one hand, that leaves another hand. You can be holding a child. You can be on the phone with the cops. You can be holding a light. You can be having a cup of coffee, if that's what it comes down to. You can be opening doors. Convenience and portability come with a price tag, however. I don't want to get shot with a handgun. I don't want to get shot with a spitball gun, okay? I really don't. But hey, handguns are still a relatively weak stopping tool. When compared to a rifle or a shotgun, from a pure energy perspective, is measured in foot-pounds. It's about a quarter that of a 12-gauge buckshot load and one-third that of any AR-type rifle. It's also hard to fire accurately under stress. You have a combination of a short sight radius and a gun that's usually lighter than the force required to press the trigger. Makes for a weapon that takes reasonable expertise to use effectively. But it is convenient, and it does allow for maneuverability. You can add things like lights and laser sights to them and make them a very solid option for self-defense. I would also maybe throw in there a suppressor. Chris Costa's go-to weapon is a Glock 19 with a suppressor on it. Then there's the rifle, and when we're talking rifle, we're not talking about your deer rifle. We're talking about something and what they would refer to as in the gun-grabbing community as an assault thingy. I think of them as carbines or personal defense weapons. There's a couple of things that come into play. First of all, there are plenty of guns out there today that if you go through the process, you can get them short enough to make them completely maneuverable. And at the same time, no matter how short you make them, you are bringing a rifle caliber into a gunfight with something that is still going to be devastating close up. And I'm talking 50 yards in. You are going to be able to do all kinds of damage. There are plenty of carbines besides of the AR platform out there to go to. Beretta has something called the ARX-100 that you can get, and it's really quite short to begin with. I am not a big fan of pistol-caliber carbines. I don't see why you would take a perfectly good rifle platform and then mess it up by making it shoot a 9mm or a 45 or a 10mm, maybe 10mm, maybe one of the Magnum loads. Okay, now we're talking. But anything else, even though there's, I know what the, you know, I know all the arguments, well, Bill, with a longer barrel, you get more pressure, that's more velocity, more range. I don't care. Use a rifle carbine, rifle round if you're going to use a carbine. And remember, of course, that the 55 grain, don't go get the M855. If you're going to run 5.56, get the M193. 55 grain round. They tumble when they hit. You can also add all kinds of things to any AR-type rifle. It's like a Lego set. You're going to have a high capacity, or at least a higher capacity. And I say that with, I've got numerous 33-round magazines for my Glock 9mm. So, I mean, you know, you can have a 30-round capacity with the AR platform. With a compact rifle like the AR, even in its full, you know, the 16-inch M4 size, it's relatively easy to make accurate hits with speed. And you're going to find that to be much more so, though, much more so than with a handgun. Then comes the 800-pound elephant. And I haven't been using it. It's never come out of the safe. I fired it. I love it. And I just wasn't going to use it until Robar stepped up and said, we can do something with this, Bill. My shotgun is a Remington 887, M887, the polymer-covered one. And it has a lot of things on it. The design was, it's good as it sits, and you can't do anything with it in its stock configuration. Robar is going to fix that for me, so they say. I shipped it to him, we'll see. However, on the business end of a shotgun, well, now we're talking about a very serious up-close weapons platform. You know, when you launch a shotgun shell down its festive flight, down the tube that is the barrel and out the tube as it goes down range, headed towards its target, you have 8 projectiles that are somewhere around, you know, somewhere between 32 and 38 caliber hitting all at one time. Which, by the way, each one of those projectiles is bigger than the 55 grain 5.56. Inside a house, birdshot, at close range, birdshot will punch a fist-sized hole in a man's chest. You don't have to go for the absolute end-all, be-all of penetration, although of all the platforms out there, shotguns will launch the most, the highest degree of different rounds going downrange. You can have birdshot, you can have slugs, you can have slugs and a few pieces of shot, you can have just, you know, fragmentation slugs, you can have all kinds of stuff. I've got some Sabot rounds in my, well, I had some in my shotgun. Like I said, it's on its way to Robar, and Robar is going to turn it into a tactical shotgun, hopefully. A shotgun at a, say, 15 yards, you're going to get a group about the size of a baseball. And I just got an email from Chris Knox explaining something about his appearance, which is always great to get on the day of the show. What are you saying here, Chris? We'll keep on going. I will, my man on the board, I will have to supply you with a different phone number I just got. Anyway, right before the segment ends, too, that's always stupendous to get it. Such is live radio. Shotguns are a great option. The only problem, once again, is that it's longer. You do have to aim them, too, by the way. You don't, it's not, and racking the slide to scare them off is a myth. Racking a slide tells them where you are. So, with a shotgun, think of yourself hitting a different attacker with nine different 380 ACP pellets, all fired at the same time into a 2-inch target. And those are the pros and cons. In North Carolina, they're going to let you start carrying like a cop, possibly. That coming up when we get back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. 800-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Bugging out? What if you don't make it to your bug out location? Could you survive in the woods for days, weeks, years? Learn critical survival skills for warm and cold weather from Sigma 3 expert Robert Allen in this all-new 3.5-hour survival skills DVD series produced by the Survival Summit. Learn life-saving secrets on shelter, water, fire, and food procurement. Order the DVD series in the next 48 hours at thesurvivalsummit.com. Enter promo code SURVIVAL to save 10%. That's thesurvivalsummit.com.
So the news breaks, Hillary Clinton's running for president. My buddy Mark says to me, hey, didn't Hillary support the Brady Bill and the assault weapons ban? And I'm thinking, yeah, 1992 presidential campaign. Oh, my God, a gun grabber in the White House. So at Guns80.com, they've come up with the Hillary Clinton special. They just call it the Hillary. You even get two 30-round magazines for free, and it's only $474.95 for the whole kit. So get your AR-15 kit and tell Hillary, ha-ha, 8442-GUNS80. That's Guns80.com.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube performance made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. North Carolina has got something coming up that I would like to see go nationwide. For all of these places where you have to have a concealed carry permit, okay? This is just the natural evolution of things. We've gotten out there and we've said, yeah, we'll get the concealed carry permit, and then watch what we don't do, which was commit crime. In North Carolina, they've come out with something that I would like to see everywhere, but it's been introduced by Senators Jeff Chart, R. Mecklenburg, and Ronald Raven. Oh, excuse me, he's R. Mecklenburg is where Jeff Chart is. He's a Republican in Mecklenburg. I got it together. Ronald Raven, Republican, Hartnett County, and it was introduced at the end of March and currently sits in committee. This is the enhanced concealed carry permit, if you will. This would allow the holders, the people that hold the permit, to carry anywhere law enforcement can, including areas with posted signs prohibiting firearms. One limitation on Senate Bill 708 or the Homeland Security Patriot Act, however, would make certain state property and courthouses off limits under the permit scheme. The applicants are required to be at least 21 years old and would have to have undergone an advanced carry course and simulation within 18 months. The standards of training would be developed by the North Carolina Criminal Justice Education and Training Standards Commission, the NRA, which, why are we getting them in it? A law enforcement agency or college, a private or public institution or organization, or a firearms training school taught by instructors certified by the Training Commission or the NRA. The Homeland Security Unrestricted Concealed Handgun Permit would be good for 5 years and its holder required to carry it, an accompanying badge and proper identification whenever carrying. When approached by authorities, the permit holder would be required to show proof that he or she is legally carrying. I like that. I would sign up for that. Would you sign up for that? See, for states like Kansas, okay, where you've got a really good governor and you've got a really good legislature, they just decided to go permitless carry. Okay? And that's stupendous. Now what? We got six states that do permitless carry within the state. That's great. Those states aren't going to have any issues whatsoever. In states like Alaska, which also has permitless carry, which they always point to and say, look at all the crime that happens there. Well, you know what? I'm surprised more crime doesn't happen in Alaska. You know, I really am. I'm surprised every serial killer worth their salt doesn't look at Alaska and say, you know, I could just go up there and people would vanish, and they vanish all the time. And I could just do what I want. But, you know, they haven't done that math yet, so that's a good thing. I would like to see that here. I've suggested that here to people when I've been talking to them. In my my legislature, there's, six really pro-gun, all the way Jose pro-gun people. The rest of them are so wishy-washy that, it makes me want to punch them right dead center of their face. It does. But I'm not a violent man, of course. I am a new pacifist. This is an idea. This is the natural evolution of the permit. This is just the way it's going to go. The next thing coming up that we'll see in coming years will be this credential-showing permit where you have the same rights as a cop, which you should have, by the way. Now, the only state that already has this, by the way, is, crazy enough as it is, California. California has this. Everybody that has one of the 50, 60,000 concealed carry permits, I think that number's actually gone up quite substantially, but compared to the number of gun owners in the state and the number overall of the population, it's still minuscule. The few permits that they do have out there, they have the same carve-out as law enforcement with the California permit. Go figure. Go figure. One of the things that I've never talked about it a little bit. For those of you out there that absolutely are just dying to have open carry wherever you may be, which there's fewer and fewer of us because almost everywhere that's allowed. Here's something to consider. There's some people that look at your gun as a would-be item to steal. In Washington State, at a Walmart, Yakima, Washington, great training area, not a good place to be at a Walmart. Washington man was attacked in a Walmart by a suspect armed with a bat. 32-year-old man was shopping with at least three children at a Yakima Walmart. He was the victim of an unprovoked assault when a stranger picked up a metal T-ball bat and struck him. Victim was not injured, but he did have a concealed weapons permit, which he immediately put to use. I guess he drew the permit the way they're writing it. A store security officer reported hearing a man in the sporting goods department yelling, "Get on the ground," and found one man pointing a pistol at another who was lying on the floor. They arrested a short time later and arrested the 30-year-old suspect, who remains in Yakima County Jail in lieu of $30,000 bail bond set on Monday. The part of the money that was not reported was that the would-be victim, Brad Walker, he was the father of the victim. He explained that the criminal's apparent goal was to steal his son's openly carried Sig Sauer pistol, because the gun was being carried open carry. Now, open carry is fine. I don't actually dress with a need for open carry because I don't like to tuck in shirts. I just don't. As a matter of fact, if I tuck in a shirt, most of the time that means I'm at a funeral. So if you see me with a tucked in shirt, run. Open carriers have been robbed because of their weapons, and it appears that the suspect in this case and in prior instances were set upon by a criminal because they see that as a crime of opportunity. There's a gun to steal. Guns are both tools for the criminal, and they're also things that they can sell. Bear that in mind. The thing about concealed carry is you do retain a slight scintilla of tactical advantage in a room where people are looking around. Nobody sees the gun. If you know what you're doing, you know. If you know what you're doing. Everybody knows what they're doing. I don't mean to impugn people. I don't. Although I will say this. Wearing a shirt untucked like I'm wearing right now with a pattern on it, you can hide some of the biggest stuff you would never believe underneath a shirt like this. Gigantic handguns. As it is, I'm just hiding my 26. Just hiding my 26. We're going to try to hook up with our man, Chris Knox. He is currently in a hotel room, which I've got the number and the room number, and my man at GCN has it. We're going to try to have him on next hour. And if we don't get him, then we have a couple of other things we can definitely talk about, without a doubt, and I'm sure we will cover those bases when the time comes. Those of you who are sending me this, I saw this myself. Tim McGraw has decided he's going to Dixie Chick himself with a gun control benefit concert, which is about a pretty stupid thing to do, for a country, especially for a country music singer. Country music has a very close identification in the demographic with patriotism. And, you know, if you remember Natalie Maines getting in London and saying we're ashamed that the president is from Texas, just so y'all know, the Dixie Chicks were never the same again, which is it's a pretty doggone shame, because while I wasn't a big fan of their music, they had a gigantic following of people that immediately turned them off because they thought they were more than entertainers. Now, I'm not going to sit there and tell you, look, a citizen that's out there being an entertainer has no right to say what they want to say whenever they want to say it. That's not true. Never been true. But when you do say something, you do have to take the consequences that go with it. If you get out there and you utter something stupid or unpatriotic or whatever, our enemies latch on to it. That's something you've got to consider when you're doing that. You got to consider, how much am I willing to hurt here? Tim McGraw, he was so good in The Blind Side. Oh, well. Yep, him too. We'll be right back. Coming up next, Chris Knox, Firearms Coalition, on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation cube.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.